It's 14 to 7 on RM Breakfast, and as I was just mentioning with Chris, blindness in Pakistan has dropped by half since 1998, and that's largely thanks to the efforts of the Fred Hollows Foundation. Dr. Rubina Galani leads the foundation's work in that country. She's here in Australia this week, and she spoke with James Carlton about the many challenges of working in a nation that is so often hostile to Western NGOs.
Dr. Rubina Galani,
welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you.
You've been working with the foundation for 15 years. How many people have you helped?
The count can go into millions.
Really?
Yeah. Pakistan is a huge country with a population of 180 million people. And the foundation is working across the country to the most, starting from the central cities to the remotest part of the country in Balochistan and remote parts of Northwest Frontier Province. And even we are extended our program now into Afghanistan from Peshawar. So that way we have a huge coverage, and we have treated thousands of cataract patients, millions of people have been screened. So the count is really staggering.
And staggering too, blindness has halved in Pakistan since 1998. How much of that can be put down to the work of the Fred Hollows Foundation?
It's really not too easy to say, because we have tried to work through partnerships and we have tried to collaborate with other NGOs. But the foundation is seen as a major player in our sector. Whenever people talk of the Fred Hollows Foundation in Pakistan, the leaders in our community, they always comment the foundation has revolutionized eye care in the country.
Because in Pakistan, and especially the northwestern frontier, and certainly Afghanistan, Western NGOs are not the most trusted organizations. Has Fred Hollows, the name, built a trust?
Huge trust, and they see it as a reliable ally to depend on. We have done things that were unthinkable before. When we started in 98, we did an evaluation and we found out 60% of the eye care was not functional in the country. There were ophthalmologists where there was no equipment, there was no training, there was a microscope lying, but there was no OT there. So we just matched and we tried to fill in on the gaps. And in 120 districts in the country, which was the entire 100% of the public sector, we trained the doctors, we provided the microscopes, we built their confidence and support, and we started the work. And that was just the start from cataract. And on we moved into comprehensive services. I remember when we had our first meeting and a stakeholders meeting, the district ophthalmologist came and they were sort of looking at me and they were saying, is this going to be one of those high-profile meetings after which there's going to be a report and we are not going to see you? And I said, no. You will see, we are going to follow you. And they didn't believe me, but we followed them through for the 15 years and we developed the basic cataract services, moving on to subspecialty services now. So the foundation in Pakistan for the first time addressed the issue of vitreoretina, blindness due to diabetes, and childhood blindness. Children are born with congenital cataract or amblyopia, and generally they are not treated because A, we don't have the expertise, and two, the lack of awareness and the poverty prevents from people, even if the services are available. So we went from the community level to the really highest level, where we have offered 26 ophthalmologists, 2 years fellowship, pediatric ophthalmologist, and mid-level workers, and community health workers in strategic locations. And we hope that we are going to build on from there to look after our kids and our adult eye care.
And what's it like to see a child to see for the first time?
I think it's a joy that can't be expressed in words. I remember in 99, when we started in 98, we were doing just cataract services. And I remember 4 kids from a single family, and I still have their photos with me. 4 boys, starting from the age of around 16 to the age of most probably 22 or 23, and all of them were blind. And this was a poor family. And in any country, but more so in a developing country like ours, boys are seen and esteemed a lot, and they are expected to look after their families, but the parents couldn't take them, and they definitely developed it as kids. And now when I see their photographs, I can say that there are services where trained ophthalmologists can treat a 6-month-old and a 2-month-old with cataract, because the earlier you detect, the earlier you treat them, the greater the chances for restoring their sight.
And you get to see not just the kids seeing, but the parents seeing, the kids seeing.
Yeah, so it's a huge, and people ask me, why have you stayed for such a long time in the foundation? And I usually think, and I get 2 reasons. One, the job is so satisfying, you feel as if God has given you an opportunity. I'm very lucky, I'm being paid by the foundation, but I at the same time get to do a job which gives me a huge satisfaction. And then the people of Australia, they're lovely people, so you can work for decades with them.
We were with Dr. Robina Gilani, and she leads the foundation's work, the Fred Hollows Foundation, in Pakistan. And you turned down an offer to become the health minister of Pakistan.
Yeah, when General Musharraf came and he took over, the cabinet was made up of technocrats, and they wanted people who were trained and technocrats, and they asked me to accept the ministership for our province. At that time, the Ausjet had committed to a $5 million project to us, and that meant a lot of work, and there were a lot of people expecting, a lot of hospitals, doctors, and the foundation expecting to start a huge project. And I just could not move away from that commitment, so I declined.
What was the impact of September 11 attacks on your work?
I think that has changed the life of many people in that region, particularly our province, the previously called Northwest Frontier Province and now the KPK. We are bordering Afghanistan, so the impact was huge. First, it was with the Russian invasion. And after that was 9/11, and it was repeated. We work in remote areas, trying to reach the people who generally would not be reached, to the women in the tribal areas, in the mountains, in the villages. And with this escalation of terrorism and security issues, that has definitely affected the reach to those people. But I'm happy to say that whenever I talk to people, I tell them that although there is a lot of darkness around after the 9/11 and it has escalated with bomb blasts and explosions and deaths and injuries, but there is the satisfaction of our work. We try to remain focused and we try to achieve something so that there's something good happening in the lives of people and in our lives. So although it has impacted us badly, but we have fortunately been able to achieve our targets.
What is the ongoing challenge for not just your group, but for NGOs generally?
The challenge is, of course, there is a huge distrust of not all Western NGOs, but of American, especially the incidents of Osama bin Laden.
The vaccinators.
And
they
now
said, oh, we're coming around to test to give you a vaccine, but in fact it was to get Osama. And now when people come around with real vaccines to save real lives, the mullahs come up with these ideas that, oh, it's the West trying to sterilize our women. And
now I think it's more of a revenge of the polio teams rather than distrust. It's not the communities.
What do you mean, revenge?
Because the polio teams did that. It was done through a polio campaign and a polio doctor. Osama was identified, and now the extremist groups, they target polio groups. And a lot of polio workers have been killed. But for eye care, it hasn't impacted us in any way. I have never received. I'm a woman working in the province where women are usually behind the walls. Accessibility is bad. I usually am sitting around a table with 20 men with me, and I am the only woman. But still, since we are doing very good work and we have got the confidence, we have never faced any problem.
Very good work indeed. That's Dr. Robina Gilani, who leads the Fred Hollows Foundation's work in Pakistan, speaking with James Carlton.